A poppy row has broken out in one of Northern Ireland's new super councils. It's over a plan to prohibit the sale of poppies and Easter lilies at Mid-Ulster Council facilities. Unionist parties have condemned the move. Sinn Féin says an environment of equality and neutrality needs to be created at the new council. The DUP MP, Geoffrey Donaldson, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. The commentator, Jude Collins. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. We wanted Sinn Féin to come onto the programme. They don't want to do so, which is interesting. Geoffrey, what's the problem here?
Well, Stephen, the poppy is not a political symbol. Let's be clear about that. The origin of the poppy goes back to the First World War and the aftermath of that terrible conflict in which millions of people lost their lives. And then the battlefields in France and Belgium, where the ground had been absolutely torn to pieces. The one thing that emerged from that broken ground were the poppy flowers. And they were symbolic of renewal after conflict. They were also, I think, symbolic for many people of the blood sacrifice on both sides that had happened in that war. So the poppy is a symbol that doesn't belong to any one tradition. It cuts across all traditions. I see people proudly wearing the poppy from all kinds of political, ethnic backgrounds in the United Kingdom and beyond. I was in Dublin last year for Remembrance Sunday. I attended the service there in the cathedral, Church of Ireland Cathedral, and I saw people walking on the streets.
But there's no one stopping anyone wearing the poppy, Geoffrey. They just want to stop the poppy being sold. So it can be worn in council facilities. It just can't be sold in council facilities.
Yes, but the reason given, Stephen, for banning the sale of the poppy is to create a neutral space. Now, I'm going to ask this simple question, and I wish Sinn Féin were here to answer it. If their policy is one of creating neutrality, and those were the words you used in your introduction.
Well, it's what they've said in their statement. We wanted to create an environment of equality and neutrality in council-owned facilities.
Well, is the play park in Newry not a council-owned facility? A children's play park. Now, there is a place, if ever there was a place, where we want our young people to play in an environment that is politically neutral and safe. A play park, I suggest, a children's playground, would be right top of the priority. And yet, what did the Sinn Féin do? They went and named the children's play park after someone who had been involved in acts of terrorism, who had been convicted of being in possession of a weapon, which was used to murder 10 Protestants in cold blood on a winter's night in South Armagh. Now, if Sinn Féin are serious about neutrality, if they're serious about council-owned property being neutral spaces, why on earth are they pursuing and continuing with the situation that we have a children's play park in Newry named after someone like Raymond McCreath?
Well,
now, that points up the hypocrisy and the double standards in their approach to this.
Well, Sinn Féin also say in their statement this is part of Sinn Féin's ongoing commitment to equality. The Easter Lily, Geoffrey Donaldson, is very important to Sinn Féin and their electorate, and the same rules apply. They will not be sold on council property.
But, Stephen, you're not equating the same thing with respect. The poppy is not a symbol that belongs to one tradition or another. The poppy is a symbol, and bear in mind, Stephen, and I think this is important.
Whether you like it or not, it's viewed differently by a significant part of this community, and you know it, and you know it.
There were thousands, well, yes, because historically it has been misrepresented, and I'll explain why. During the First World War, there were literally tens of thousands of Irish nationalists, many of them Irish Republicans, who served and who fought and who died in that war and are buried in graveyards in France and Belgium and indeed in graveyards here in Northern Ireland as well. They served, they sacrificed. The poppy is there to symbolise all of those who died on all sides in that war. And whatever their politics, whatever their ethnic origin, that is what the poppy was originally intended to do. Now, as far as the Easter Lily is concerned, I have no doubt Sinn Féin would object if Unionists were suggesting that the orange lily were to be sold on council property. But to equate the Easter lily to the poppy, I think, is wrong. You're not looking at the same thing, Steve.
0845 955 678. Jude Collins.
Well, I think much of what Geoffrey says is true. The poppy is a symbol of remembrance, and it's a symbol of those wearing it remember and honour those who fought alongside or in the British Armed Forces in World War One, and I might add, and Geoffrey hasn't mentioned this, and in other conflicts up to this day. Now, whether we like it or not, the British Armed Forces historically don't have a place of affection in the hearts of Irish nationalists or Republicans. And, you know, you could list Bloody Sunday and Ballymurphy and so on. But it's logical for them that they wouldn't want to wear a poppy which honours an armed force that they find reprehensible. The Easter lily honours those who gave their lives in conflict for Irish independence. And it's equally logical that those who oppose Irish independence would be opposed to wearing it. I cannot for the life of me see why we can't recognise that for one part of our community, the poppy is an emblem they hold dear and are proud to wear, and that for another part of our community, the Easter lily is a symbol that they are proud of and like to wear. We might wish it were otherwise, and Geoffrey's quite right.
But if Sinn Féin aren't stopping, if Sinn Féin aren't trying to stop people wearing them on council facilities, a poppy, or indeed an Easter lily, but if Sinn Féin is not stopping people wearing a poppy, why are they wanting to stop people selling a poppy? What's the difference?
You'd have to ask Sinn Féin.
Well, we can't because they won't come on.
Well, I can't answer for them because I don't know the answer to why they did.
But it's an interesting question, isn't there? If they're trying to create an environment of equality and neutrality, then why don't they try to stop people wearing the poppy?
Well, you could argue that, but I think the point of contention at the moment is not the wearing of it in council property, it's the question of selling it.
Yeah, well.
And I guess if you are selling it, it is certainly very clearly giving an imprimatur off the council that you approve of this. Since it is a point of division, regrettably, that the two symbols are points of division, the obvious answer is either sell both or sell none. That would seem to me, I think most people, it would seem to me be fair.
Harold and Port of Down. Morning, Harold.
Hello, Stephen. Geoffrey Donaldson and the DUP need to waken up. Our heritage is being eroded day by day. They've got rid of the RUC. They've got rid of the beast vessels. They've got rid of the UDR. Now they're after the poppy. They're sitting back on their backside doing nothing.
And how do you feel about it, Harold? Why is the poppy important to you?
Because it's a remembrance to those who give their lives that I might have my freedom. And my freedom is being eroded.
What do you say to Sinn Féin this morning?
What? They're getting what they couldn't achieve with the bomb and the bullet. And you might as well be in a united Ireland.
Geoffrey Donaldson?
Well, I don't agree with Harold at all. And unlike Harold, I don't sit on the sideline. I'm actually involved day and daily in promoting these things. I'm the chairman of the Northern Ireland World War I Centenary Committee. We've organised many events to commemorate the First World War, events that I've encouraged people from both sides of the community to attend because, of course, it was people from both sides of the community who sacrificed. And I think Harold does a disservice to those who died by suggesting that the poppy is a unionist symbol and that this is about attacking unionism. And that plays right into the hands of Sinn Féin because, of course, it confirms the argument that they make that the poppy is a divisive symbol.
And Geoffrey,
I reject that. I think the poppy belongs to all of us.
Geoffrey,
it is a symbol of remembrance.
Go ahead, Harold.
Well, Sinn Féin don't seem to think it belongs to everybody.
Well, do you, Harold? Do you think it belongs to everyone?
Yes.
Well then, please don't use the language that Sinn Féin want you to use to say that this is an attack on our heritage. It's an attack on all of us, Harold. When you attack a symbol of remembrance, it's an attack on everyone.
Even the gospel preacher now is being selected.
All of the people who served in that war from whatever side of the community. When you attack the symbol of remembrance, you dishonor the memory of all of them.
Well, I'm not attacking it. I'm defending it.
Whether it was Major Willie, no, I know you're not, but I'm simply saying that when you claim the poppy as a unionist symbol and you claim that Republicans are attacking unionism, then you play
into the hands of the enemy. This is what Sinn Féin are saying.
Yes, but
what the enemies of this country are saying.
You don't need to repeat their mantra. What we need to do is challenge their mantra, and that's what I'm doing.
Would you be happy? Your constituency area, Geoffrey Donaldson, is Lisburn. Would you be happy for the Easter Lily to be sold in Lisburn?
Well, I don't think
on council facilities.
No, I wouldn't, Stephen, because I don't think there's any demand for the Easter Lily to be sold in a place like Lisburn. And as I have said,
well, that's not the point. The point is a point of principle.
No, Stephen, the principle is wrong, and I'm challenging the principle which you seek to suggest.
So you would ban Easter lilies, wouldn't you?
No,
you would ban the selling of Easter lilies, Geoffrey.
Well, first of all, there is no proposal to sell Easter lilies in Lisburn. There is no need to sell Easter lilies in Lisburn. There's no one in Lisburn who wants to wear the Easter lily. Secondly, Stephen, to equate the Easter lily with the poppy, I believe, is wrong. The poppy is a symbol of remembrance. It is not a political statement. It is not a political
symbol. It's
not
how some people view it, Geoffrey.
For most of the nationalist community, whether we like it or not, the poppy is a political symbol. Now, we may regret that, but in fact it is. The other point is, and I think we should emphasise this, the poppy is not simply a symbol of remembrance of the First World War, in which, as you rightly say, thousands, tens of thousands of Irish men, Irish nationalists, Irish Republicans died. But they died under the promise that this would result in home rule, which in fact they didn't get. The other thing is that the poppy is not simply a symbol of remembrance of the First World War, it's a symbol of remembrance of British forces, members of British forces, who have died in the First World War and other conflicts up to this time. Now, that would include the British armed forces and their role in the Troubles here. Now, I mean, you really would have to be very dense not to know that the vast majority of nationalists and Republicans don't view the role of the British Army here as a positive one during the Troubles. We might regret it, but it's a fact, and we have to face it.
And Jude, I'm not forcing anyone in our community to wear a poppy. I'm not forcing anyone in our community to accept the poppy. I'm simply saying that you and others need to recognise that there are substantial, and dare I say it, a majority of people in Northern Ireland who see the poppy as a symbol of remembrance. And that should be respected.
Yeah. You've got
and that's why I think it's wrong to turn the poppy into a political symbol.
You've got a little bit of a problem, Geoffrey. Because when you say that the poppy shouldn't be a political symbol, I've got a press release in front of me here that was issued from the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party, a joint press release, in which you say that Sinn Féin and the SDLP are intent on making Mid-Ulster, quote, a cold house for unionists. And this press release includes blocking the sale of the poppy. So you are linking the poppy and the blocking of the selling of the poppy to it being a cold house for unionists. So you are very much positioning the poppy as a political symbol for unionism.
No, that's not true, Stephen. And if you read the press release, and you've been very selective, if I may say so, the main thrust of that press release is actually about the policy adopted by Mid-Ulster of Irish First, that the Irish language is put before the English language. And that's the main thrust.
There are a number of issues, but the poppy, it's actually the first, the second sentence. If you want me to read this out, the DPLC Unionist Party groups and the Mid-Ulster Council have united to call in a series of decisions made at last week's meeting of the council. These included blocking the sale of the poppy and an Irish First branding to be used in council literature.
Yes, and I think that the point being made, Stephen, and I think it is a valid point, is that Sinn Féin's decision to do this is politically motivated, and it is motivated in a way that is anti-unionist.
So how does blocking the sale of the poppy make it a cold house for unionists if the poppy is not a political symbol?
You're singling out one issue. When you take all of the
issues wrote it.
That have occurred, and I didn't write the press
your
release,
party
I
did.
I endorse it. And what it is saying, Stephen, when you take the collective impact of all of the policy decisions that are being made by that council, it is leaving it a very cold place for unionists, because what it is doing is seeking to project one tradition over the other. And that's the point. That is the point, Stephen, that the press release is making.
Does he not, Jude Collins, make
a... That does not invalidate my assertion that the poppy is a symbol of remembrance. It is not and never was designed to be a political symbol.
Does he not make a fair point, Jude Collins, when he asks Sinn Féin how the Raymond McCreesh play park is a sign of neutrality or equality?
Well, we can talk about the poppy, or we can talk about Raymond McCreesh Park. If you want to talk about Raymond McCreesh Park...
What's neutral about the Raymond McCreesh play park?
Well, I suppose nothing more neutral than, say, Queen Victoria at the front of Belfast City Hall, or the various statues or emblems that honour Churchill. And these were heroes of the British nation, and that's absolutely fine. That's part of our.
But you're equating Churchill and Queen Victoria with a convicted IRA man?
Well, one thing I do know is that orders that Churchill gave resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians in German cities. Now, that's not to say the Germans didn't do the same thing with British people, British cities, but he was a man who was involved in violent action.
Here's George.
The death of thousands
here's George
of
in Belfast. And morning, George. You want to pick up the phone? 0845955678. Go ahead, George.
Morning, Stephen. You and I have had a conversation many a time over the last few years where I've said that Sinn Féin are out to dilute every bit of Britishness in this country. So, and this is Sinn Féin playing to the lowest common denominator of that. To try and ban the sale of the poppy that knows no creed, colour or religion. And anyone to come on and try and defend the point that they're trying to do it. You know, and you said to Geoffrey Donaldson there that he was politicising it, saying that it was a cold house for unionists. Well, that's you assuming that every unionist voter, every voter that would vote to stay with remain within the United Kingdom would be a Protestant. You know, and if you go to the BBC...
No, the DUP called it, the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party called it a cold house for unionists. Not my language, theirs.
Well, if they said unionist, that means pro-union voters. And I'm assuming that's what you mean, pro-union voters. So if you go by the BBC's own poll and pro-union voters, then the biggest vast majority in this country wants to remain within the union, and that includes many a Catholic. But, I mean, as I say, to go for the poppy here, it's playing to the lowest common denominator, and I can't see where Jude Collins is coming from linking it with the present-day army. So I can't. I mean, that's just a Republican agenda that he's playing the fiddle to. Let's remember Jude as a man who blogged that Sean Kelly didn't mean to kill anybody in the shankle.
No, I did nothing of the sort. That is a lie, Jim. That is a
I pulled your blog. You said he didn't mean to kill
Hold on, hold on. Let's let Jude respond. No, let's let Jude respond. Let's let Jude respond.
That is a forward lie, Jim. I never blogged.
George, it's George.
Sean Kelly set out to... didn't set out to kill anyone.
So what did you say? What did you say, Jude? Okay.
What did you say?
Anyway, let's get back to the subject.
What did you say on the blog?
Hold on, we're not getting into a blog that I haven't seen that Jude Collins claims he didn't write. So if you want to send it to me, send it to me. But we're not getting into it this morning.
Oh, Stephen, can I ask him another question then?
Yes.
So I can. See the seal of the poppy. We all know where the seal of the money of the poppy goes. So we'll do it. Goes to the Royal British Legion. If I was to ban Easter Lily, where
Jude?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what Jim said.
He says if he was to buy an Easter lily, where does the money go?
I have the slightest idea where it goes. But listen, I tell you what, I accept the fact that the poppy goes to those servicemen who were injured during conflicts. If the sale of the Easter lily proceeds were to go to Republicans who had been injured in armed conflicts, would Jim then be content with that?
George, it's George. Would you, George?
Sorry.
If Republicans want to buy an Easter lily, that's entirely their choice. I would stand up for anyone's choice to sell the Easter lily. So it is. So whereas I also stand up for anyone's choice to sell the poppy. So it is. And let's remember again, Jude. So once again, that the poppy knows no creed, colour, religion or race. So it doesn't...
George.
Many a brave Irishman fought and died for the poppy.
That's true. That's absolutely... Well, they didn't die for the poppy, but they died...
What it stands for.
You're absolutely right that there are thousands of Irishmen and Irish nationalists and Republicans, as I've said, who died in the British Armed Forces, particularly in the First World War. But they did that under the promise that Home Rule would be the result of it. And Home Rule wasn't the result of it. People join armies for all sorts of reasons. Let's focus on the poppy. Ever since I was a child, now this may or may not be a good thing, but ever since I was a child, nationalists shunned the poppy and unionists embraced the poppy. We may regret it, but it is a historical fact, and it continues to be a historical fact. Now, there are some nationalists, a very small minority, who would wear the poppy, but the great majority see it as a unionist symbol.
Andy's next. Symbol. Morning, Andy.
Stephen, let's look at...
Good morning, Stephen.
Hold on, Andy. Last point, George.
Let me make a point. Let's look at how the rest of the people of the island of Ireland, north and south, both sides of the border have moved on. See, at the weekend, and you can go back in your tweets, I tweeted you a photo of the Irish Defence Forces and the British Army standing hand in hand with a tricolour Union Jack.
I saw it.
That's where the rest of the island is at, both sides of the border, wanting to move on, while Neanderthals like Sinn Féin and Jude drag us back and back and back.
No, that really isn't fair to say that it's Sinn Féin and Jude. I've just told you that, and I am sure anybody will verify this, that ever since I can remember, and I go back as far as the 40s, 1940s, the poppy was a symbol of unionism and was rejected by the great majority of nationalists. Now, as I say, we may regret that. We may rejoice in the fact that there are people in the South who are, if you like, embracing the poppy alongside unionists. But the fact of the matter is that here, most nationalists don't approve of wearing the poppy themselves. Yeah. They have no problem with other people wearing it, but they themselves would not do so.
By the way, I've got your blog here, just to clarify what you did write, Jude. And this was about Sean Kelly. And you'd asked the question, why is Sean Kelly hated so much by unionists? And you say, in the middle of this blog, you say, the premeditated bit is slightly less clear. He was bent on killing people, but the people he killed weren't those he had premeditated on killing. And then you go on later to say, Kelly was not guilty of the premeditated killing of the 10 people, including his companion who died. He was guilty of the premeditated intention to kill the UDA people, but failed. That's what you said.
That's what I understood. I honestly wish, even though I'm quite happy to acknowledge the fact that I wrote that, I wish now that I hadn't written it, because so many people use it to say, for example, the man earlier on said that I believed Sean Kelly didn't set out to kill anyone.
Yeah. We're not getting into it. I just thought it would be fair to you to clarify it, Jude.
Maybe in a few months' time, and Jude regret coming on and saying he regrets people not giving the choice to wear the poppy, because it's a sectarian choice.
On.
Maybe you'll come on admit that in a few months too, then, Jude.
Maybe
we can all get together and live and move this country forward and not hold it back with people who's about to take control of the Middle Ulster.
Geoffrey Donaldson, what's the DUP going to do about this?
Well, in respect of the Irish First policy, our councillors are going to invoke the call-in procedure, which means that a minority on the council can call in a decision which they disagree with. And
what's the call-in procedure mean? I don't even understand what that is. What's that mean?
It means that the decision has to be reviewed and could be subject to a legal challenge as well.
Will the DUP seek to get a judicial review on the Irish First decision? Is that what you're saying?
Call-in procedure is an internal procedure within the council. It causes the council to review its decision again, to look at the impact that decision has on community relations.
So the council, you want the council to review its own decision?
Yes, and that's what the call-in procedure does. But I'm also saying that our councillors are taking legal advice, because we think there may be grounds for a legal challenge on this.
On what basis?
Well, that's why they're seeking legal advice, Stephen. This decision may cut across some of the equality laws in Northern Ireland, and we need to look at that.
So the DUP councillors are considering legal action in terms of the Irish First policy.
They're taking legal advice at the moment on that, yes. and the decision to be reviewed. In terms of what Judith said about the poppy, I think that the challenge for us, and it's a challenge for both of us, is that, you know, how we move Northern Ireland, and I agree with what George says, can we not find a way of moving Northern Ireland beyond the them and us politics? And on a symbol like the poppy, and a symbol of remembrance that was originally, whatever people think of it now, let's look at what it was originally intended to do. It was originally intended as a symbol to remember those who died. And that included people like Major Willie Redmond, who was a fervent Irish nationalist who wanted to see his goal of independent. Yes, and Jude, in 1921, 26 of the 32 counties got that. Six of the counties opted to remain within the United Kingdom, and we can have an historical debate about that. But actually, the area that Willie Redmond represented when he fell on the battlefield at Messines eventually got its objective of what they call home rule. And what I'm saying, let me just finish my point.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's this, surely can we not find a way where you and I can remember the Willie Redmonds, the Arthur O'Neill, who was a Unionist MP who fell in Belgium, the first MP to be killed in the First World War.
And the Raymond MacRaeus.
Can we find a way of remembering those people who sacrificed their lives for our freedom?
And the Raymond MacRaeus.
I think, Stephen, I think it's important not to simply dwell on the First World War. The fact is the poppy is sold in memory of those who served in the British Armed Forces from the First World War right up to the present day, and that includes the time of the Troubles here. So,
well, Jude,
you know,
for the record, it also commemorates those on all sides. It's not just the British Armed Forces. It's the Belgians, the French, the Germans, it's the Indians, the Pakistanis, the South Africans, the Canadians, the Americans, the Australians, the New Zealanders.
How many, all of them, Jude? Okay. So how many Germans were present at the Remembrance Day service in London last year?
Well, there are moves towards making remembrance events more inclusive, and at San Sanforian
Jeffrey,
Cemetery. Hold on.
I would approve it.
Let me finish, Stephen. And in San Sanforian Cemetery near Mons in Belgium, which is the first war cemetery to be created in the First World War, there are German soldiers buried alongside British soldiers, and indeed the first BC winner, first Victoria Cross winner, an Irishman is buried in that graveyard.
Are you serious, Geoffrey? Hold on, Geoffrey.
In August last year, there was a ceremony where the German government was represented, the Belgian government, the French government, the British government. So, you know, there are acts of remembrance.
So you're saying when you're wearing a poppy, you're also remembering and commemorating the Germans. Is that what you're saying?
You are commemorating all those who died in that war, Stephen.
Including SS Nazi soldiers, Geoffrey?
We're talking about the First World War, Stephen, and I'm explaining...
Not the Second World War? The poppy isn't for the Second World War?
No, hold on a minute, Stephen. I'm explaining the origin of the symbol. That's what I was explaining.
I'm not too sure people who wear a poppy in this country think that they're commemorating the Germans.
I am saying that the original concept behind the poppy was that it commemorated all those who fell in the Great War. It has become, and I accept that over the years, that has changed. And I'm simply saying to Jude, and I think it's a fair point, surely we should be looking at making the symbol, the poppy, what it truly was intended to be, a symbol of remembrance, not a political symbol.
Okay, Andy in Belfast, well,
Jeffrey,
very quickly, Andy.
Can I make a final point?
Hold on, go ahead, Andy.
It's Andy here. I just think that the sentiment is okay and mischievous. I'm being honest, I'm a Royal Irish Rangers ex-serviceman, and 3 years ago we formed a Veterans of Ireland Association of Irish Soldiers down south. We were invited down to the T6 office. We got our tea. We paraded in Letterkenny with the Union Jack. We paraded in a couple of our towns down there.
Right.
Everything is great. We have Irish soldiers now walking on Paddy's Day with us up to Shankill. They put on the shamrock. We have a good day. And then as far as the poppy's concerned, I have no interest in politics, but even when the flag was flying, I didn't realise the flag was flying at the City Hall.
Okay.
I'm going to take it down. It means the Sinn Féiners are trying to erode everything that is British, And they're trying to keep the defeat going, but they'll not do it
all
because
right.
the British and Irish soldiers
Andy,
are coming
together. Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Jeffrey Donaldson, Jude Collins, thank you.